Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Front Row and the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, prize money offered in a regional art competition is the United Overseas Bank Painting of the Year, an event that happens annually. Mohammed Azizi Abdul Latif won the Silver Award in the Established Artist category in last year's competition. Looking at him, you would think that he is a secondary school student, although he is a graduate in fine arts from UITM Shah Alam. Alive creating art is not something new to Azizi. He says,
"Actually, art is not something new for me. Since I was school, I take art stream. After I finish my school, I continue my study at UITM Melaka's first diploma in fine arts. And then I further my study at UITM Shah Alam, I take a degree."
As a child, he was fascinated by the natural world, its textures and colours. He would make sculptures from sand, work leaves that he thought were apt material to create art. Beauty lies in the mundane, but represented in ways that compelled attention.
When people see daun as a daun, and then pokok as a pokok, they nampak. But the artist side, they see daun, maybe can change benda lain. That one yang I try to share with people, yeah.
This impulse has led him to a medium and style that identify his works. He describes the process.
I try to create something new and then fresh in my artwork that I use paper cut.
First, he finds an image he wants to create. And after that decision, he outlines the image. Then he cuts hundreds of strips of paper, which he folds one by one and glues onto the canvas, following the line drawing he did earlier. And since he creates portraits, he's not simply gluing strips of paper in straight lines, but rather folding them, bending them to follow the contours there. If he makes a mistake, then the tedious effort of making things right.
Our face not like straight, but half curve, half, yeah, yeah. If you make a mistake, the face will, yeah, destroy.
Azizi has completed portraits of famous art masters, including modern ones like David Hockney, Andy Warhol. And for a current exhibition at Taksu Gallery titled Bilateral Bonds, he has created a portrait of our country's first Prime Minister, Tunku Abdul Rahman. When he first exhibited his works at Gallery Chandan, there was little interest in them. But since winning the United Overseas Bank Painting of the Year competition in the Established Artist category, circumstances have changed. Folks are interested, collectors are buying. Hearing Azizi Latif's name and knowing that he's an award-winning artist, and perhaps even seeing his works in many ways, is only half the story. When Azizi tells me how he creates his works, my jaw dropped. You see, he has only one hand. The other is a stump. When he was 4 years old, he lost his hand in a meat grinder. It is no accident that his works are portraits of those who have succeeded, either in the world of art or otherwise.
I do great master because they face their difficult time before their success. And then more artists, Malaysia or international artists, face the same thing what I facing now. Your work, a gallery not accept, and then your work, sometimes your work, orang tak pandang pun, and then you want to do work, and then you do not have money to buy the material. Yeah, I face all that thing, same like the great grandmaster facing. And then, bila melalui kesukaran, sampailah jorang berjaya, itu yang membuatkan saya tertarik untuk berkongsi dengan masyarakat mengenai ya apa yang dia facing. I tak buat muka, but the story itulah dia.
I ask Azizi, how important are art competitions to artists? He tells me,
winning a competition is a meaningful for artists to build their portfolio. It was a dream for everyone artist. Yeah. After I win your OB competition 2015, I dapat more perhatian daripada gallery curator Henry Butcher. They a lot helped me to build my career. They bring up my career. And then they banyak tolong untuk exhibit my work at their gallery. Having started with gallery, they give me resources to buy material, to concentrate on my work.
Muhammad Azizi Abdul Latif, who won the Silver Award in the Established Artist category in last year's UOB Painting of the Year. Azizi's works will be featured in the upcoming 2016 UOB Painting of the Year Winners Exhibition, running between 20th of October to 22nd November 2017 at Curate Henry Butcher Seni Mod Chiara. This year's competition is calling for submissions. The deadline for submission is September 2nd. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.